Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at TotalTutor, NeilHaley.com, and all those exciting places. And I'm excited to welcome the program from NBC's series Timeless, Goran Viznik. Goran, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you? I'm calling from rainy Los Angeles, actually.
And I'm I'm talking to you from rainy Pittsburgh. So we're both on a rainy Friday. So, Goran, that's how it is, I guess, for a Friday. This should have been more perfect for Friday the 13th, right? Last week, the rain.
We're in the middle of the construction in my house, and I'm kind of like sitting in my car outside of the house, not to wake up the kids because it's 6:50 a.m. And I'm like, my God, it's raining so hard. I'm not going to be able to do the phone call.
I understand completely. So, tell us about your time. We'll get right into Timeless in a second. The experience you had on ER for 10 years. What did you take from that entire experience?
Well, it's been the best job I've ever been on. Met some of my best friends here in the States. We're still in touch. We still see each other very often. Worked with some amazing writers and professionals. I mean, in short, it's been probably eight best years of my life, I have to say. It was really wonderful experience being on that show. I don't have any bad memories, I have to say. I mean, it was a great bunch of people. There was no divas, no egos, you know. It was relatively easy work because the scripts were always so damn good that you were able to really do it with ease, you know. Then we traveled four times a year. We went to Chicago to shoot all the exteriors. So you had that kind of like sense of excitement that you know that every season you're going to make four trips to some different beautiful city. We shot some episodes in Hawaii. We actually went to shoot some episodes in Africa. And it was just magnificent. They didn't do them like that anymore, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the experience as an actor for sure. And to have to be on what a successful show and learning from those amazing people. Now, the show you're on currently, Timeless, I love because I'm so into history. And the fact that you're able to travel all over the world in a time machine is very interesting. So tell us the kind of whole premise of the show and your character.
Well, I like to tell the premise of the show from my point of view, Garcia Flynn's point of view. He used to work for NSA. This is something that we find out through episode 5, 6, 7. He used to work for NSA. He came across some suspicious transactions of huge amounts of money being funneled to Cayman Islands. He tries to figure out what's going on, who owns that money, and he figures out that these guys apparently are building a time machine. Little that he knows, that it's actually for real, and these guys decide to terminate him and his family, and he's the only one who escapes alive, and they blame him for murder of his family. And then basically he goes a little bit insane, I would say, mad, decides to steal the time machine, go back to the past, and fix everything. And through the course of the first couple of episodes, we think of him as a pure and only the terrorist who is destroying our past and destroying the America. But then through the course of the episodes, he explains to our main characters that he's actually trying to go against these real bad guys who are controlling everything from behind the scenes, you know. And they actually start believing him. They really disagree in his method because his method is a little bit crazy, you know. It's really scorched earth, carpet bombing. He doesn't know about surgical strikes, you know. He's gone a little bit like past that. So that's where the big conflict's happening, and they really need to stop him. But then every once in a while, they're kind of like, oh, my God, this guy's actually doing the real right thing. You know, we need to help him somehow. So there's a lot of conflict happening in a lot of different areas, you know. And loving history, you know, I'm coming from the same place. I'm a bit of a history buff, and every episode we find out some things from the history that I was not aware of before. And every time when I read the script, I go and check, and I think, wow, this doesn't sound like real. There's no way that this has happened, that this actually happened. And then you check it, and you figure out, yeah, it did. And I'm like, what? How come I didn't know about it? And every episode is a bit like that, you know.
And if you've seen, a lot of the fans that are watching are fans of history as well, so they love this connection to the future and then the past as well in these stories and how they delve into things and seeing how we could have stopped certain things in history from happening.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a big double-edged sword that we're dealing with. You know, we don't want to make some humongous changes in a show because once we come back in present, we still want to keep our present intact, more or less. You know, we don't want audience to lose track of today's history, that something that we have today. But we do change things, and we need to kind of keep track of the things that we change. So that's what complicates the show and makes it actually really interesting and compelling. You know, the fact that, you know, my favorite piece was in the episode of Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, is that Booth, who kills Lincoln, President Lincoln at that time, his brother actually saves Lincoln's son's life a couple of years before that.
Wow.
And I was like, that's crazy. Like, and that really happened, you know? And things like that we find out every episode. Next episode, this coming up Monday, Flynn's going to be teaming up with Jesse James. It's going to be a Western episode. We're going back to Wild West time, and Jesse James and I are trying to find the person of interest that I'm searching through in the past. And the show is pretty much out there, man. It's like, it's really, for an actor, I mean, I've never been on something that's so surprising every episode, and every episode seems like a new show because you're in a different timeline, different costume, different everything.
It seems like it, and you're learning every episode, and the fans are seeing how amazing the different stories are and things like that, and you never know where you're gonna end up next in this entire season, right? What other history things? So you learn things from each one of them for sure, and that's cool. I think that's awesome, and I'm sure history buffs are loving it as well as the great cast that you're working with. Have you enjoyed filming with this cast and working with them?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Matt Lanter, Abigail Spencer, and Malcolm Barrett. You know, we're always kind of having a lot of fun because these guys are chasing me through time. And when we have scenes together, it's always something explosive, or I'm trying to kill one of them, or sometimes we work together, but it's very tense because can they trust me? Because they know we have kind of the same goal, but they're not sure, is Flynn going to explode any moment? Is he going to do something unpredictable? So, like, Malcolm and I did TCAs yesterday for NBC, you know, and it's kind of weird to see two of us in the same room kind of laughing and hugging and talking and stuff like that. It's kind of like I'm trying to kill this guy pretty much. He's the only pilot they have who can pilot this time machine. So, you know, it's been pretty cool.
All right. So, Goren, where can we find best information on you, learn more about you? Again, tune in to Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central to Timeless. And where can we find info on you? Where can we go?
Well, I mean, I have to say I opened the Instagram account a couple of months ago to start doing things with the show, for the show. I was kind of a little bit like, you know, resistant in the beginning, but now we post so much stuff that audience would never be able to see. Nobody can shoot a B-roll as an actor behind the scenes, you know, because we're actually there. We're not having a crew that comes there and shoots the B-roll, that it's always kind of a little bit like, you know, affected by these cameras and these entertainment groups. They come in. We kind of do some stuff that it's really proper behind the scenes, and we always post that on Instagram. Matt, Abigail, Malcolm, and I, we always put lots of stuff that it's really just for the fans. So Instagram is my main weapon to show off our show, you know, and some things from my life also.
All right, well, fantastic. Appreciate you calling. Best of luck, and can't wait to tune in to Timeless Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Take care, Goren.
Thank you, sir. You too.
See you. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.